Former President Carter praised President Barack Obama's announcement earlier this week to ramp up aid to West Africa to help with the Ebola crisis. But he said the move should have been made a long time ago.
I don't think anybody wanted to do anything about it until the head of CDC went to over there and saw how bad it was. He came back home. He met with the United Nations in New York, and he met with President Obama in Washington and convinced them that it was almost out of control already.
Obama announced plans to send 3,000 military troops to the region, build more field hospitals, and create a training facility for volunteers. Carter says the world is just now waking up to what West Africa needs to respond to the epidemic.
But now I think they'll get adequate support to do what has been, what should have been done the last 2 months.
Carter also weighed in on the president's response to the group calling itself the Islamic State, or ISIS, which has violently taken over parts of Iraq and Syria. The former president said the situation is complicated, but overall he agrees with Obama's decision to avoid putting boots on the ground.
I think that what President Obama has now proposed is probably the right approach, that the United States should just limit itself to aerial support of ground troops.
Carter says he believes the U.S. can find support in Iraq to help fight ISIS on the ground, but he said there's no one whom we can trust in Syria.
Inside Syria, we don't have any ground troops on whom we can depend. There's no other Arab country that has aligned itself with us to fight against ISIS.
Carter said moderate forces opposed to both ISIS and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are hard to find on the battlefield. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.